Okay. I'm just going to try and finish off here, the safer, and finish off.
Yeah.
We just took out because of the Shiva Sabatamuz. I said, we'll just grapple with the Shvira Salukis a little bit. Okay, right at the bottom of Reish Tzadik Beis, I believe. Birkas Atova Mentiv.
Oh, we're not finishing the
Luchos. The Dina MS. No, Shiva Sabatamuz is finished. You have to do on your own. On two brochas. We spoke about this earlier. We went into this in length. Great depth we went into. The two brochas that Chazal were masakin on the happenings in life. Good things we say, Tova Meitiv. Without going into all the lochas, when you said how you said, and on what's called Ra, we say Baruch Dynamis. In the way we've been explaining things up to now, we'll explain these two brochas like this. When you're dealing with Anhoga Samishpat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meitiv Liyudia Pe Maiso, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dealing with you according to your deeds. So he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's Mavarech Al Kach. Lumazoy Salara Mavarech Dina Emes. Nishala Shaila. Vare Hara Hitoyve Gedoyle Vatsuma. Amadua Shelo Yevarech Hatova Meitiv Gamaleya. We used to fight this out with him often, long discussions about this Nakuda. Where's the Raya? There's no Raya. We spent the last few months proving Shakol Tova, everything you have now, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you, HaKol Tov, it's the best possible thing for you, for Olam Hazeh and for Olam Haba, particularly Olam Haba. So why are you saying Dina Emes? Why aren't you saying HaTova Meitiv? Why is there this distinction between what's called, and it's I'll use the Lashon. Yashem Shvach HaTov, Kein V'rachin Ala Ra. It's called Ra. Why is it called Ra? Why don't you say Hatova Meitiv from the Ra as well? Ela sheklal hu b'yadeinu b'brochos. Habrocha lefitam ha-maichel. Hilchos brochos is based heavily on the concept of tam ha-maichel, the taste. Amal ha-makolu toiv v'atzuma. Then he's govelein shiu, nachot. Everything's good, ultimate good. What I'm feeling now, the taste I'm tasting now is a taste of not good. We have a thing called regesh. We have feelings. And pain is pain. And therefore, Jew is mevarach dain ha-emes. It's the very last page. Haregesh poil v'hakev hu kaev. L'chein yodim v'rech ta'ina emes. Hu matztik halav v'sadin. He's matztik the din. Dain ha'emes. This is whatever's happening. It feels bad. It doesn't feel good. He knows ultimately it's good. But right now, ze lo magish tov. Ulu mitzad sheni, hu mesuga levarech brocha zu besimcha. He can make the brocha besimcha lekabel zois b'leiv sholim. And he can accept it properly. That's the halacha. You have to make the same, the brocha of dynamics with the same simcha that he says at Tova Meitiv. Kuhyodeya v'chai es hanhaga hayichud shekola yisurim hem ach v'rak toiva. Because he knows that all the yisurim ultimately are for the good. So it's one of those paradoxes again. We're in a world of paradoxes that you can't avoid it. If you don't paradoxes, then stop at the end of the last chapter. Don't come into this chapter. Hakol tov, but we human, and humans, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to be human. In fact, he insists that we humans. We have to shiver, we have to cry, we have to feel our feelings and feel our pain. But at the same time, you have to have running in the background the fact that Hakol tova, it's Dina Emes, Hakol tov. That's not so simple to work with and live with. The Gemara Mufureshes Brochas daf nun dalet amal alef kashem shemavorach ala toive kach yavorach ala ra. Rashi, remember there? What's kashem? Besimcha, the same simcha. Aval pi shebehergesh umagish tza. Person's feeling tza. 100% permitted. You can't say, oh, I don't feel tza. No one asks you to lie. You're feeling pain. He knows that's external feelings. In the private chamber that he has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in that personal languageless language, conversation, dialogue that he has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he b'nai yechidu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all worth it. It's all, the whole world's for me. I'm Hashem's only child. Hashem's not giving me, my beloved father's not causing me to suffer for no reason. It's all good for me. Shtei hanogos, manig HaKadosh Baruch Hu salomo. Hashem runs his world with both these hanogos. Harishon hanogos hamishpat v'ilu hashni hanogos hayichud. Shtei hanogos elu mashlimu zu ezui. They complement one another. Exactly where they touch and how they work, we've been struggling to see exactly how you put the two together. Where the one ends, the other one begins. They seem to overlap sometimes. They seem to have nothing to do with each other at other times. Well, let's HaKadosh Baruch Hu manages to balance these two concepts. Anogas Hamishpat Mechino Meves Adam Lanogas Yichud. You go through Anogas Hamishpat to get to Anogas Yichud. Vilo Anogas Yichud Nistreches. We need Anogas Yichud for. Idaili Chleises Aram Min HaOilam. That's what you use, what Hashem uses to wipe out evil from the world. Ulechein Muchrach Hara Litgabe. Therefore, it has to be that the evil will get stronger and stronger. Until it eventually runs out of delek, it loses its schus kiyum. The Kal Nilmat ki goydel atzoros veisurim hamid gavri maleinu ba'esach chreina. The enormous increase in yisurim and suffering that are coming upon Klal Yisrael, ubetragidiot shonas umeshunot shelo shmat in oizen moilo. Horrific tragedies that who ever heard of things like this? Meron, has anybody processed what happened at Meron yet? Not normal fun. So many, just Meron. I mean, around Meron there were so many other tragedies. Because Baruch Hu's pleading with us, just hang in there. They can bring the world to its final tikkun. As nekabel eschar reinu lenetzach, and then we'll get the schar, the eternal schar. Im kol ha-koshi v'akev, im kol ha-sevel, she'atzdikim soiblim v'zmantik boiru sara, alayim ledas she'kol ze goyrim lekach, ki heim yekabel eschorom. All the suffering, all the pain, that what the person's going through, this, what he's going through now, the person has to keep focused on the fact that that's what's causing him to get the schar. V'schar yehar b'yoysagorol migmul maseh. And the schar is going to be much greater than you can earn yourself. That's the goal of this tekufa. And then we'll get to whatever that's about. Hadron Alecho, Pirka Machshova, Chelek Aleph, Hadron Alecho. This is Chelek Aleph and Beis. Chelek Gimel is in the second volume. This is Chelek Aleph and Beis. If you remember, we went through Avram Avinu. That's called Imuna Musa Shel Yehudi. Then we did Chelek Beis, which is Ben Adam Lamakon over here, Shah Sheni. And that was Yitzchok. And now, it's a shame. I don't know. We'll see. I haven't decided what we're doing next. I haven't decided if I'm going to do that yet. Mustafa, that's what we always did do and what we will do and we'll probably will carry on doing. What I want to do for the next day or two maybe even till the end of the month, I don't know, I haven't decided yet. We're learning about Betochen. That's what the Sefer is all about. That's what we've been grappling with, dealing with. What I want to do is just learn a little bit of Chovos HaLevav, Share Betochen with you. I'm not convinced we're going to go through the whole Sefer, the whole Shah, but at least to start, because it's fundamental. They avoid it. The avoid of this body is the Munin Betochen. And the Chovos HaLevav in the beginning there lays down the basic fundamentals. So if you don't mind, with your permission, that's what I want to do now. Sounds like a good idea? Okay, so I'm going to need a faith of it.
Welcome. You just brought the average age down by about 25 years.
It's okay. We start a new family. You are new, and we start.
It's 1 year to shave. Says the Chovos HaLevav. I'm reading at the bottom in the Leif Toiv for those who want to follow. Amar Amachaba, Hoyle Be'anu B'Shah Koydim is Chiv Kabbalas Avodas Elokim. The Chovos HaLevav always explains the order of the Prokim, why he's writing this now. In Shara Bechina, he explains, there we learn how much we owe Hashem, how much chesed and whatever Hashem does for us, which creates a shibud, which is what Shah Avodas Elokim is about. And now he goes on and explains like this. In the Shah before, in Shah Avodas Elokim, Metzati nachon lasmich alav esadova shu nochetz lo oived Elokim isbarach yoysa mikol advorim. If a person wants to be an oived Elokim, he understands the shibud, understands he wants to be an oived Elokim. The thing you need more than anything else, the most important thing you need is betochen, the Elokim, the kol in yon ha'odom. That's what a person needs, and that's why Shara Betochen comes after Shara Avodas Elokim. Because there's an enormous benefit in having Betochen. First of all, if you want to achieve Shleimus in Torah and Avodas Hashem, you need Betochen. You want to be happy in this world, you need Betochen. So if you want to be an Oyved Hashem, you need Betochen. If you want to be happy in this world, you need Betochen. Shin Gimel. Right at the beginning of Shara Betochen. Achas ha-to'ele she'yesh la'Oyved Hashem mi'ha Betochen, la'soga shlemesh b'toy revoidus Hashem hi. This is what it's all about. When it's all said and done, all the svarim, the books, the shittas, multiple sugyas and hilchas betochen, it all boils down to this. Shal yadei shehu boteach belokav, right at the bottom of the page. Shal yadei shehu boteach belokim kmo she'eved chayev liftoach al adoinov, like a slave, an eved. Talking about a Reimimus Dikas side of Eved. Not talking about Avdus in a lowly sense. We're talking about Avdus in terms of Reimimus. Yesh lo menuchas hanefesh miadaigas. He has menuchas hanefesh, however you want to translate that. Tranquility, calmness. I don't know what the translation is. From worries. V'yoychel lihitmaseh l'avodas Hashem. Since he's freed up from all the worries of the world, he's freed up to hand himself over to work and to be Eved Hashem. Keeping Torah and mitzvahs. Now, yeah, he says something very, very, very hot. It's like breathing after others. It's impossible for a person not to have daigot, worries, unless he has betochen in Hashem. You can take tranquilizers, you can go to all sorts of coaching, you can go to whatever you want. Of the Chovos HaLevav is telling you, Adam midaigas, ele im hu botach b'Hashem. And he proves it. Bipnei she'im hu lo botach b'Elokim, because if he doesn't have botach, he'd botach in Hashem, hu botach b'mashu acher, he has to have botach in something. There's no such thing as not having botach in something. impossible. I don't trust anything. No, you trust something. Or Bibne Adam, or you trust people. Or Ba'ishre, he trusts his wealth. He's got money in the bank, so who said him? Or Ba'chachmosso, the Koicho, he trusts in his wisdom or his enormous strength. He's got an army, Ukadaima. He trusts in something. The reason why you're sitting in this room now and you're not having a panic attack that the roof could fall on your head, you might not have ever thought about this, but think about it. Why, when you walk into a room, are you not terrified that the roof will fall down? Why not?
Trust, experience, probability.
You trust the building. You trust the builder or the building? You trust the builder. So you haven't been in Israel very long, I can see. Nobody trusts Israeli Kabbalanim. But that's what? You're trusting the builder. Rav Shmuel's been there before, so he's trusting something else. He's trusting statistics. You trust statistics. When was the last time the building collapsed? You're trusting something. So you're trusting something. There's no such thing as not trusting. So he says, yeah, the most frightening thing you'll ever hear. Most frightening line in the Torah. Somebody who puts his trust in something other than Hashem. Hashem removes his hashgacha from him, which is horrific. And he leaves him with a thing you trust. You trust your bank manager because you've been bribing him for so many years and you got the cash with him and he's going to whatever, and you trust the bank manager. Hashem says, lovely, I'm a busy guy. I've got a lot to take care of. You seem to be Masudah with the bank manager. You take the bank manager and see how you Mr. there without me. You understand what's going on here? I don't know what it is. It's what he said. You call it befuftsticks if you want. Does it make it easier to understand? Mida connected mida befuftsticks. It makes it any easier to understand. You trust in him. Hashem says, fine, take him. I'm out of here. You can call that what you want. In this area, in the one area you probably trust Hashem, maybe in medical you trust Hashem, but in money you trust the bank manager. Hashem says, take the bank manager. I'm not helping you anymore. You deal with the bank manager. Or you trust the doctor. Shem says, fine, so let the doctor do the surgery. I'm not coming to the operating theater. You okay with that, what you just said? You can live with that? That will help you understand what we just said here? Okay, fine. That's good. That works for you. That's good. No problem there. What does that mean? That means Hashem leaves you to the natural world. He leaves you to the natural world. Cause and effect. There's no more Kodesh Baruch Hu running this area of your life anymore. It's terrifying. The eyes of Voitoy Biyad Misha Botoch Alof. The Novi Yirmiyahu says there's two evils Hashem did, the people did to Hashem. Two evils. It's bad enough that they left me, Hashem says, but then they go try and find water in broken wells. They abandoned me, the source of living water, to go dig broken wells somewhere else. You trust a human being, you're cursed. Cursed, oru. It's one of the curses. Oru hageva shiftach ba'odom. But some bosses are in Hashem, Yossi Liboy, he turns his heart from Hashem. Ashrei Hagev, Hashem Sam Hashem, Niftachoi, Veloponel Rahovim, Sotek Kazov. Ashrei, somebody who is turning to Hashem and not to other negative forces. That's a big yesod in Betochen. We've learned a lot of stuff here. First of all, if you want to be an Oyved Hashem and you want to have Oisha Vasimk in this world, you have to have Betochen. Second of all, if you don't have Betochen in Hashem, you're going to have Betoch, you're going to be Betoch in something else. And then Hashem's happy to get out the way. Hashem doesn't like being a noch schlepper. Hashem says, you've got it covered. The doctor's taking care of your surgery. Gesundheit. He's a very good doctor, by the way. You're welcome to him. I'm just going to be otherwise occupied elsewhere and you're on your own. So you have to do a cheshbon. What am I trusting? What do I trust and how much do I trust? And where's Hashem in the picture? I'm trusting myself. Hard cheshbonus to do. Exactly where am I holding on the level? Yeah. But the barometer of betochen is how's your menuchas hanefesh v'yishuv adas. How tranquil are you in the face of problems? And remember, we're starting out on the journey. We're not balei betochen. The focus of Lavavis is talking about a baal betochen here. We're apprentices. So at each stage of the way, you have to be watching this very carefully because there's nothing more important than the sugya. As we learn at the end of Makkos, the whole Torah, Chabakku came along and said his one mitzvah. That's what it's all about. There was a time where people could keep 613 mitzvahs. And they worked, wilted away, David 15, until Obo, Chabakul Kumamid Alachas. Sadik be Monoschi Yichye. Anyway, that's Hashem. Tomorrow we'll carry on. Okay, well, we can do the shtickle, yeah, if you've got a stomach for more. If a person will trust in his chokhma and his plans and his tricks and his cleverness, and he'll trust the power of his guf and his ishtadlus, you have to make ishtadlus. We'll see, we'll discuss ishtadlus. But if you'll trust in those things, he will toil for nothing and his power will just become weaker and weaker. He won't achieve what he wants to achieve via his plans and whatever they call tachbuloisov. How would you translate tachbuloisov? Scheming, strategies. Oh, that's a good word, strategies. But wait, when we learn famous alavavas, I take no responsibility for explaining the principle. Okay? I don't know what he wants with all these psukim. I don't know what he means. Greater people. I've heard from great giants in famous Elavavit. They don't even touch the psukim. There's a way to mod kashet to work out what these psukim are doing, why he brings so many. Sometimes they seem to have nothing to do with each other, nothing to do with the subject. Sometimes he's repeated himself six times because he'll bring 8 psukim. The rich one. If he brought psukim, everyone is critical. Whatever we get out the psukim, we take, otherwise we just go weiter. I'm not going to get too deep. Yeah, he brings 3-4 psukim. We don't know what he wants from them. V'nehemah in Koheles, this is possible we can take something away from. Shafti v'roi tachas ha-shemesh kilo le-kalim ha-meirutz. I sat and I saw under the shemesh, Shlomo HaMelech. And not to the kalim ha-meirutz, not to the very fast ones is the race. And not to the great, strong, powerful ones is the war. The clever ones don't always have bread. You ever get to the kiddush, you know, on Sukkos, after you've just laid Kohelet. Do you have a kiddush in shul, so they sit around and say, oh, good, Yankel just made a lot of money, eh? Just made a mamash, a big deal there. And then somebody says, yeah, Yankel's a good businessman. He, mamash, he understands. He's got a lot of good strategies. So you say to the guy, excuse me, I don't understand. We just heard Koheles being laid, and it says, lo lechachomim lechem. The fact that he made a lot of money is not to do with his strategies and his godless and his koichas. So what are you talking about? You just heard Koheles being laid an hour ago. Now you're sitting at kiddush talking nonsense. But if you want to say this at a kiddush, you maybe just ignore them. If you lock me in, you can't keep quiet. You may say to the person, I don't understand. So what does the guy say? No, we're just talking about Derech HaTeva. Do you know what Rav Dessler said about that? That people get together to talk in Loshon Meshugoyim. What does it mean I'm talking Derech HaTeva? You're talking Derech Meshugoyim. You just heard the Torah tell you that it's not because you're clever and you make lots of strategies that you made money. It's because Hashem gave you lots of money. Why didn't it? Could even be a klala why he gave you all that money. Milmash is a brocha. No, it's because he's a clever guy, because he really knows business well. He got his MBA at Harvard, so that's why he's such a clever guy. But the Pasuk says that's nonsense. But we all believe that. We all read the Pasuk and we believe the Pasuk and we wish the Pasuk was true, but we all know at the end of the day, say, Lord, Lord, we don't really buy into this Koheles. And you'll catch yourself time and time again falling into the trap. He's a really good doctor. Oh, that's true. He's a very good doctor. He's a very good doctor. And you have to go to the best doctor. That's in Hilchus Shtadlis. But in Hilchus Betochen, there's only one doctor. And it's not the guy sitting there making $1,000 an hour. He's not the doctor. He can pat himself on the back and say, what a good business that end. When he loses the money, that's because what an idiot I was. I'll show you, Rav Avigdor Miller actually has a list of this. He tracked. There was a big meeting once. There was a big, you can sit, it doesn't cost extra. There was a big meeting once in some hotel in America of the 10 most powerful people in the world, businessmen. The one was the chairman of the Electric Commission of America. The one owned the biggest oil company. I can't remember. He's got the list there. I can show it if you want. It brings it down whenever he's sorry. And he tracked these people's lives. Okay? Every one of them. And you may, what a dream to be part of that group. People were not, you know, you're not jealous. You want to be a part of that. Just to be the waiter at the, you know, dishing out the cold drinks and the food at that meeting was made a big noise, that great gathering of all these great people. Every one of them's lives ended in abject misery. 3 of the 10 committed suicide. 2 died in jail. None of them died with any money in the bank. Not one. Not one. He tracked all their lives over 30 years. He watched them. You know why? Because there's no brocha. If you do a good business deal, Derech HaTeva says you'll make money. So you made money. You had the right contacts. You had the right guards. You bribed the right people. Hashem's not involved at all. It's all going according to Derech HaTeva. What happens in the end? Derech HaTeva takes over. You ever heard of a guy who won the lottery and committed suicide 2 years later? Went mad, lost all his money. You ever heard of things like that? How come? It doesn't make any. If I won the lottery, it would never happen to me. Well, it happens to them all. It happens to everybody. There are very few guys that have a lot of money that make a success out of their lives. You know why? Because there's no shit in the picture. If you're Moshe Reichman, who was an enormous success and knew what to do with his money, he was richer than most people. He was richer than a lot of countries. When Rabbi Yitzchak Shiner Zatzal asked him, how did you make so much money? He said, I don't know. Hashem put a chuk in my head to buy a building. So I bought a building. And I made a lot of money. And then Hashem wanted me to lose a lot of money. So I put a chuk in my cup to buy a building. Canary Wharf, you remember? And I lost a lot of money. He said, that's how I made money and lost money. Rabbi Noach once asked a big billionaire how he made so much money. He said, all the mistakes I made seem to turn out right. That's a guy trusting Hashem. You make mistakes. You don't know what you're doing. And it turns out good. And you make a brilliant deal and it's so clever and you worked it all out and you fall on your face. That's a guy working with a shem. There's no cause and effect. There's no Derech HaTeva. It's all depending on what your cheshbon in shemayim is.